Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
Listen,
the champ
I'm a killer with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him
here.
With the second verse.
Ha. The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to respect. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me Sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I-76 them. So what if they don't like me? I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters do not end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, the boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right, great morning. I want to say great morning. Happy Tuesday to everybody that's jumping on the grind. It is another day for us to be great. It's another day for us to be thankful. It is another day for us to move forward in accomplishing the very things that we get up every day and we dream about. It's time for us to get up, y'all, and for us to rise and fight. We're going to get this live, this radio show going in just a few moments.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams span out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game, this is just a waste of time, your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that's beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for and never forget that momentum's a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Here goes the bell. Hey. What's up? I know Pam was using my inside voice. I'm using my outside voice right now. I've been outside this morning, so I got my outside voice going. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? Man. Welcome to the grind. I tell you, you know what? A lion in the den of lions, you know? And you know what? Get up today and know that you can run a little faster. How many of y'all out there running? You know, I'm excited because, you know what, I was able to come out here and set some stuff up today. And you know what,
man.
It actually worked. Y'all give it up. Give me a huge shout out. I actually got the radio show platform working.
Yeah, man.
I got some things going on today, you know, and I'm excited because I was able to definitely kick off this show. But great morning to everybody out there jumping on IG, jumping on Facebook, the different platforms that we got going on. It's another day for us to say yes. It's my day. You know, get up every day with that attitude saying, it's my day. What am I going to conquer? What am I going to take control over? What am I going to accomplish? Because when you wake up with that attitude, guess what? You wake up with that unstoppability, right? Is that a word?
We just made it one.
The quality, right? Unstoppable. When you add itty, right? Right?
Ability.
I guess. It means it's a quality. Okay. It's a quality that each and every one of us need to have in order to, you know what, get up and to realize that greatness is on the inside of it, on the inside of us. What are we going to do in order to bring that thing to the outside for real? So what you been out there doing this morning? I woke up, I couldn't find Nate this morning.
Man, I was shoot, I was out on, you know, we got a lot of people here, so we got a lot of trash every Tuesday. So I was on trash duty. You you ever miss the trash man?
Oh my God, that's the worst feeling.
And you gotta go a whole nother week with trash. Mm. Man, that's like the worst. So you know, the trash man comes at about 7 AM here. Right? They're like clockwork. So I had to make sure that I got up and I had that trash. I got that trash out so that we wouldn't have that 2 week trash piled up in there. But some of y'all know what I'm saying, man. Some of y'all understand. Then I was on box duty, breaking down boxes and
oh, you've been
all
listening.
That good
you broke
stuff.
Down the boxes that I unpacked.
I broke down.
Y'all,
the boxes
guess what? I'm down to two back. Boxes. Oh my gosh! Yes, I was able to accomplish something. I had like 15. All right, I don't know where the last two gonna go. Okay.
All right. Still about 5 or 6 in the garage. Okay, you don't know where they're going to go either.
I don't know where the last two are going to go because the closet is packed stuff. So I can't wait. I just had to hang the stuff up so I can get rid of the stuff because I promise you half the stuff I'm pulling out is like, why?
So when you going to have that? When are you going to do that?
I don't know. But
that
I know that
online
stuff
sale.
Got to go. I realized this weekend that I am definitely my mama's child because
she's
remember,
a hoarder.
You remember mommy used to have an issue. And you know what? I don't even like to shop.
She's going to dress it up. She's going to dress it
like,
up.
Like, I hate shopping. Like, going to a mall does not excite me. I hate it when I have to go find clothes. It, for real. I hate to shop. And but my mom had a love of shopping. She loved to shop. Just the opposite. Matter of fact, maybe I think I hate to shop because Nicole, Girl, you remember Saturday morning when Loman's were open? Okay, Loman's was her spot. And she would be like, I'm coming right back. Just stay right here, kids. And it would be 4 and 5 hours later to where we would be still sitting in this car waiting on our mom to come out of the store. And that's what she used to do. And it just drive, I think that's probably why I hate shopping. But she shopped and she bought clothes. Like every, she had a closet in her room. Then she had a closet downstairs. We had an attic. Come on now, them New Jersey homes got them 4 levels. You got the basement that's full, right? You got the main level. You got the bedroom level, and then you got that attic, right? That attic was built out. Remember that? Two, it was like an apartment up there. But mom, it was specific. She took and had that closet built out, and it was the size of, man, like a huge master bedroom, all right? And in this closet, she had racks hung from the ceiling that went from the front all the way to the back. And it was probably about 6 rows. And I'll never forget when we moved out of that house on East 38th Street. And the clothes that she had just lined up and racked. But she didn't stop there. Okay, mommy had to have some backdoor rooms. Because inside the walls, there was hidden stuff. That's where she used to hide all our Christmas gifts. We used to wonder, how in the world do all these Christmas gifts appear on Christmas Eve? Because we used to come downstairs and the floor would be covered from the front door all the way to the back door and on the front porch. He's like, how are they doing this? Like, for real, they magicians up around here. But she had these hidden walls inside the wall in which it was bags and bags and bags and bags of clothes. Not just in that room, but when you went to the front room, it was hidden walls and it was bags, bags, bags of clothes. If a fire, God protected us for them 30-something years that we lived in that house, because if anything would have caught fire in there, that house would have been like this, because it was so much nonsense up in there.
So your point is, your mom was a hoarder, you were a hoarder. And
I have way too many clothes.
Yeah, way too many clothes. you know, yeah, that's kind of like baby hoarding, y'all. We understand. It's just, you know, certain things
right.
That Pam hoards. You know, I have a bag fetish.
Right,
Pam
right,
has
Nicole.
A clothes fetish.
Right.
You know.
In my old bedroom got turned into a closet, right?
Yeah. So y'all need to sell some of that stuff. Sell some of that stuff. You know,
Bring
bless
me.
Some people with some stuff. Sell some, bless some people. Get rid of it, man. It's time to get organized. It's time to do
something.
Don, some
I
things.
Got you. It's
you know.
Still here.
Yeah, it's time to do something different. You know, it's time to do some things different in your life. And I don't know what that is, but it's time to do something different.
Right.
And I guess we done turned the show. I done forgot what I wanted to talk about. So now we're talking about,
hey,
we've been talking about,
life,
you know, hoarding
right?
and stuff.
No, you know, we're just kicking off the show with a little conversation. That's okay.
That's good.
I'm feeling very accomplished on this Tuesday because Nate gave me, he told me, listen, I'm tired of everybody, every box is unpacked for yours. And I stayed up. In order
I ain't say it like
unpack.
That. These people already don't like me. Don't make it no worse.
But no, I said, no.
They already think that I'm the bad guy.
All I said was you said come on, man, I'm tired of tripping over these 15 boxes.
I said, baby, I said it just like this. Baby, when you gonna unpack these boxes?
Right, and I needed to do
it. And that's it. All right, so y'all don't get mad at me. Start sending me no hate mail. Because y'all think I'm being mean to Pam. You know what I'm saying? Pam is meaner to me than I am to her. Just so y'all know. All right, so let's just keep this thing 100. You know, I don't mess with Pam.
Oh, no, you don't.
But yeah, man, so great morning, everybody. Lisa Bacon, what's going on? Nicole Watkins Fuller, what's popping? We see you out there, Sean Jackson,
right.
Hughes. Who else we got out here popping in, man? Y'all say hello. Don't jump on here being an undercover lover. Patrice Thornhill, what's happening? See you out there. Who else we got? So y'all don't want to comment this morning. Just okay, Sarah Perez, what's happening, Sarah? Great morning
Thank
to you.
Aisha.
Aisha Brown, who is Aisha Brown?
I don't know, but she said that's an accomplishment. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got that one. That's an accomplishment. Yeah. I got you. Great morning to you, Aisha Brown. Jamise Nichelle Sky, what's popping? Great morning to you, Sabrina Darling. Great afternoon to y'all. I know we 3 hours behind the East Coast,
right?
Twalia Copeland. I can always mess her name up. Twala. What's up, Twala? I said it 3 times. Hopefully, I'll get it next time. Tracy Ingram. Oh, Tracy. Tracy, what's going on? Juana C. Thompson, what's happening? Yeah, So that was the count. That was the roll call. Who else we got? Jakemia, what's going on? Jakemia Shaw Joyner. I know that's my niece. I didn't say her name wrong.
Kimi,
that's why I just said Kimi. What's up, Kimi? Anja Carter, what's happening? What's going on? Shantanette Lee. We're glad you're here,
yeah,
too.
Great morning, everybody on Facebook. We see y'all jumping on IG. Great morning. We got England in the house over here. Great morning, Jeffrey, all the way from England. Yes, Tammy, we see you. Great morning, everybody that's jumping on. Nicola, Ash, Black, Diamond, all of y'all that's
people on IG. People on IG, they usually are the ones that be popping, right? Facebook is popping for the grind. People popping on. You know, we got Facebook. We got YouTube on here. What else we got? We got anything else on here?
Right now we're streaming on let me make sure we're good. We should be
old lady moment.
Old lady on my moment. Other phone.
I know what that means.
We're on Facebook. We're on a couple different pages though. You know, with this, we should be anyway.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're all over the place, but you know, IG is probably not the best platform for the grind, but we still on there. What's going up, Stephanie? Stephanie Wilson, what's happening? We see you. See, ain't nobody on IG want to say good morning, so I ain't gonna say good morning to y'all. But anyway,
great morning, the Kimmy
Millie. So man, we're streaming around the world, and I gotta tell you, what's going on, Tamara Atwater? I'm sorry, I ain't even see you, girl.
Hey, sis.
What's popping, man?
You know what? That ain't number God, because I promise you, you've been on my heart to call you, and I was just thinking about you. Like,
you say that to
Sunday.
Everybody,
no,
Tammy.
No, for real. I'm telling the truth. And so you came on here today.
Girl, I was thinking about you.
And we're going to chat today, girl. Love you. Love you from the bottom of our hearts.
Tell your old big head husband we said what's up.
Right.
Y'all just had an anniversary too the other day, didn't y'all?
Oh, y'all did.
Anniversary, your birthday, I think. I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it anniversary? If so, happy anniversary, y'all. Listen, you know, count it to my head, not to my heart. I'm not a scroller, so I don't see a lot of stuff on social media. So I hope that people don't count that to my.
Your true friends don't get mad at you.
Because I very rarely see things.
You know.
Because I get on and I use social media for real for business, and I got to get off, okay, because it's too time consuming. So I don't scroll, I don't see too much of anything.
Sometimes I see it and forget the comment, so I'm just going to be straight up with you. But anyway, Pamela Gray, what you got? What's on your heart today to share with people? I know you got something. If you ain't already got it, then it may not be there. So
well, you know what? It's funny because as I was listening today, one of the things, I think in this season, as so many people are sitting at home, and you know, we're dealing with just a lot in general, and people trying, you know, learning how to adapt. It's funny because you always just all right, happy anniversary. See, it's their 24th anniversary. Yes.
24 years.
Right.
I'm starting to look alike.
Right. But you know, many people are out there realizing that this is not a time to just sit back and relax and to eat and to chill and to watch movies and Netflix and, you know, and just to lay around. But it's really time to zone in and to dig in and to accomplish some things, you know, understanding that what we do today is going to be the very thing that yields, you know, our tomorrow. And so as I was reading it, I came up on something because we don't realize until it's funny how many times we really don't understand what we have on the inside of us. The gifts, the talents, the drive, the fight, until we have to go through something in life. And, you know, God created us to really be resilient in every situation, to really be able to handle every situation. And so it's really not the thing that happens to us in life, it's how we react to them, because we're capable of being able to, you know, go through those things and to come out on top when we don't pay attention to the issue that is at hand, but instead we pay attention to where we ended up and where we want to go. So as I read something today, you know, talking about, you know, just really understanding, you know, the resilience that we have, and when we want something, we got to get up and we got to go for it. And so I thought this thing was so powerful, you know, when it comes time to really getting things done. And it says to get to victory, a game. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all.
I forgot how to read for a second.
Right, just a second. Okay, it says, to get to victory, a game must be played, a job must be done, and risk must be taken. I thought that thing just hit home for me. To get to a victory, a game must be played, a job must be done, and risk must be taken. You see, the ability to play the game and to take hard knocks is inherent to good players. So therefore, we have to understand that the only way for us to get to the victory is that we got to be willing to get in the game. We got to be willing to take some knocks.
So there is a game.
Yeah, it's a game.
So it's the game of life.
It's the game of life, right? And too many times we end up sitting on the sideline of life and not realizing that we got to make a decision to get up every day and to get into the game. You know, what game are we playing? What race are we running? You know, sometimes it comes, but it comes, right? And too many times we half step, we downplay our gifts and our talents, and we sit back and we overthink things. We allow doubt to creep in because we don't apply application. We don't apply the very gifts that we have in order to become the things that we need to become. So therefore, it's a lack of confidence that will exude instead of getting up every day and having that confidence necessary, saying that, yes, I can and yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
We play small in life.
Right.
And so in this season, we have to realize that everything happens for a reason. It's not by chance we're in this position where we are today. You know, God knew a long time ago that we was all going to be in this position, that it would now be a time for us to really sit down and to reflect, to dig deep down on the inside, and to make a decision that, you know what, we either stand for something in life or we're going to fall for everything. So we have to get up and ask ourselves, what are we standing for? You know, what are we working for? What are we grinding for? What games are we sitting back and watching instead of allowing ourselves to get up every day and to get in the game?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it takes work. It takes risk.
Are they playing the game of life?
Right.
Are you just playing the game of Monopoly, the fake game?
Right.
This is a real game.
Right. It's a real game.
Real people.
This is real money, life.
Real risk.
Right.
Real feelings, real emotions. You know, real gifts, real talents, and you know, this is not Monopoly. You know, I used to hate the game. I used to hate Monopoly growing up. I really do. I'm not a game dude. Pam, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not a game. I hate board games.
Really? I told y'all we opposite. I used to like it. Monopoly. Monopoly was just too long. It was like that was like real life because you
ain't got that kind of patience.
You couldn't be impatient in Monopoly. Monopoly was that game that you knew you sat down, you gonna spend at least 4 hours playing.
Yeah.
By the time you went around the board, you bought you up some property, you went to jail a couple times.
When the board is closed and all the pieces are put away, you still broke.
Right. You know, so Monopoly was one of I liked it, but it wasn't one of my favorites, you know, because it just took too long. Now, I used to love the game of life. For real. I used to love the game of life. The game of life just was amazing, right? The game of life allowed you to dream. The game of life allowed you to get up and to, you know, to pick your career, to choose your career and to, you know, get up and to, you know, be what you wanted to be and
so
get to accomplish some things.
So was it practice? Can you at least say it was practice?
Yeah, it was practice. You was able to get married,
dream a little bit.
Have your couple kids, you know.
So everybody can get married in the game of life. Y'all
but
should play the game of life. You can get married on that thing.
But even the game of life had its limitations, you know.
What limits does a game have?
Well, because the game of life really taught you to, the game of life. It taught you to what the world teaches us, for real. Go to school, right? You had to get that education in the game of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to school, get you a job, get you a career, right?
Get married, have some kids. And then
and just
die.
Keep on going along on the game of life, right? That's not what the game of life is about, though. You know, the game of life, for real, is what's beyond that career, what's beyond that job, what's beyond, you know, all of that as far as creating a vision for your life. to be able to manifest some dreams, because the game of life put limitations on things.
I think the game of life, we're talking about life, because we're going to get into something else here in a moment. And I think the game of life and what you're saying, Pam, and the overshadowing message is, you know, the game of life is a box.
Yeah, right? It's a box.
And the average person, mm-hmm. as Pam said, you know, they're average person's taught. Go to college, get an education, get married, have some kids, buy a house, right? Or not necessarily in that order, right?
Right.
Buy a house, get married, have some kids, whatever the case may be, and then that's it.
Right. Then die.
And then die. Right. So you get the career that they say is available to you to have, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, right? But in everything that you do, you know, there's a box that you put in if you traditionally do things, right? But once you realize and determine that there is no box, it's just the box that you've created for yourself. But we keep telling everybody that I got to do this, this, and this. And that's why me and Pam make up words on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like, well, Pam says, is that a word? I say it is now. Because somebody made up everything.
Right.
Right. Somebody thought about it and put it down on paper or said, this is this. 1 + 1 = 2.
Right.
And I said in a very early show, I said, in your game of life,
mm-hmm.
in order to take risk and in order to think outside the box, you have to train your brain to think outside of the box. So in your world, 1 + 1 may = 3.
Right.
Right. And it's totally up to you. But I know that's kind of deep for you guys, but it's an exercise in thinking outside of the box and really crushing the box.
Right.
Right. Because when you can create your own thing inside of your realm of creativity, then it's yours.
Uh-huh.
Right. So now you know that when you go to the bank, 1 + 1 don't = 3. 1 + 1 = 2. You know, and you're going to be a little short if you go in the bank expecting to have, you know, more than what you're supposed to have. But to free your mind, you start thinking about different exercises that you can do that crush the box, right? And which brings me to,
you know, go ahead. It's crazy because this game of life is pretty profound, okay? And we don't think about it. You know, I'm sitting back as I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm thinking about all the games that, you know, we used to play. And you don't even think about it, but from a young age, it was a mindset that was being created through a game. Like, for real, when you look at it, when we think about that game of life.
It was a program.
Right, right, because now as I'm thinking about the game of life, then you have Monopoly, right? Monopoly was more of a game in which you were able to, you know, become a professional, right? You were traveling, you were in the real estate, buying up property and things of that nature. You took some risks. In the game of Monopoly. Then what came to mind, too, was that you had the game of Trouble, right? Right? Y'all remember Trouble? Trouble. You're traveling around, and I tell you, you got to stay out of trouble. It's just crazy. But as I'm thinking about this, it was a mindset that from a child that you don't even pay attention really to the things that you do in life, but they really began to create your world. And, you know, the game of life, just like you said, it was a box. It was truly where you had to get that education. If you went around, you missed, you know, some of the steps, right?
I mean, it was traditionalism.
Right, it was traditionalism at its finest. And as kids, we just thought it was a beautiful thing because I know that when I used to play the game of life, I couldn't wait to go to school, to get a job, to get married, to have some kids, but for real.
It's what everybody was doing.
Right.
It was the end thing. It's traditionalism.
But what about the dream? The dream wasn't part of the game of life.
No.
The dream wasn't thinking outside of the box. The dream wasn't you can have more than what this job, you know, can give you. Yes, you leverage it for a moment, but what's beyond that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from a young age.
Well, it's a learned. I like what Aisha says here, and that's profound. She says, true, we are raised in a box until we realize and learn differently.
Right.
You have to learn, unlearn, and relearn.
That's good.
But what if?
Renewing of our minds.
What if we cut out the unlearn and we relearn? What if we can cut that out?
Hmm.
The only way we really cut that out is if somebody starts a cycle of teaching their kids differently.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you break the cycle, and that's talked about a lot. Break the cycle. Break the chains. And it's not the road that is more frequently traveled. It's the road that's less traveled. But when you think about it, the 3% of people in the world is the 3% and there's a 1%.
Mm-hmm.
The 3% of people in the world control the other 97%. So when you think about it, which percentage do you want to be?
Right.
So when you want to, you know that the average person, a normal person, is going to say, shoot, I want to be a part of the 3%.
Right.
If I'm going to have to choose between being controlled and being the controlled or the controller, I want to choose the controller,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
With the mindset that says, I want to control my own destiny.
Absolutely.
I want to control. I want to fully tap in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you fully tap into it, here's what you start. Here's how you start thinking, right? You start thinking that I want to learn the way that I can create for me that
mm-hmm.
best suits and fits for me, right?
Right.
And you know, if you think about that way, you don't have to unlearn and relearn, right? Because when we're kids, we're so impressionable,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm telling you, our kids right now, you know, the Christian is in college, right? Because Christian has a skill set. He's basketball, right? He has to go to college in order to get to the basketball. You know, they're not letting you go into the NBA right out of high school.
And that's stressing the heck
right,
out of him.
Right? So he's in college being stretched. But, you know, my other kids, you know, we're teaching them entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
You know, we're teaching them, what's your dream? What do you want? And once you figure out what you want, what are you good at? I said, what are you good at? What you suck at? Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you figure out what you're good at as a kid
right.
and your parents perpetuate that thing, right, and they feed it, and they teach you that you can have whatever you want to have. Help me figure out what your dream is. Let's talk. And now I figure out what you're good at. Now let's perpetuate that. Let's feed that. Let's plant seeds for that.
Uh-huh.
And let's water those seeds. And you learn the behavior of an entrepreneur. You learn the behavior of a dreamer. You learn the behavior of a creator, right, that's creating for his or her life. And when you learn that, then you don't have anything to unlearn.
That's right.
And nothing to relearn.
That's good.
So it starts at the root. And if us as parents, as adults, start teaching our children that, you know, if we stop saying, well, you got to go to college, you got to get an education, you got to.
Man, we tried that. We wasted a lot of money on Brianna.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. And in reality, guys, y'all have to realize
Man,
something.
We tried to live through her, I think, because neither one of us went to college, right?
Well, I went, but
I didn't graduate.
And she still has an entrepreneurial spirit
right.
because the seeds were planted
right.
and the seeds were watered. Right. A lot of y'all have wasted a lot of money on school. I'm not knocking
mm-hmm.
school. Your thing, you know, what you need to get to may require you to go.
Right.
But at first you have to figure out what your kid wants. What's your kid good at?
Right.
Right. And you water those seeds. You
Absolutely.
Help them plant more seeds.
Right.
And now as they get older, they foster a skill set or talent.
Right.
They fostered it, and now they can dream within that realm.
Absolutely.
And they're learning what it is that they want to do as opposed to, well, I got to go to college. Because I'm going to tell you right now, my other two kids, they ain't really thinking about going to college.
Right.
They're like, well, Dad, I want to learn this. I want to do this. They're cool. You can do that.
Right.
You don't have – it's just because they said you got to go to school. You got to go to school to get a traditional job. You don't have to go to school to be a business owner.
Right.
Okay?
Right. But, you know, and that's true, though. But if the child does want to go to school, then it could be the very thing that they need to go and they need to master a little bit in school. But now – when you come out of school, don't go get the job. While you're in school, learn that thing so good to the point where you come out and you are the job. That's what needs to happen.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or it may even be a time in your life where you have to go and get the job as a foundation of things in order to grow that skill set. But the mindset always has to be, you know, I'm going to be the job one day.
Yeah.
That entrepreneurial
and it's gonna stretch
mindset.
You.
Yeah,
and it's going to stretch you. And sometimes sometimes you have to use the job.
Mm-hmm.
as the vehicle to get you where you need to be,
right?
Right, and I'm that's why I'm telling you guys passionately as I can. I'm not knocking somebody going and starting a career. You know, I'm not. You want to go be a doctor? You want to start your own practice?
That's
I get that. You gotta go to school for 27 and a half years, right? You know, you just can't go start cutting
they
on
like
people.
School.
Well, I ain't even go to college. I ain't even learn how to do this. I just had a skill in cutting people open and do. You have to go to school for that, right? And when you go to school, that's the vehicle that you're riding in right now. Then you switch vehicles and you get a career at a, you do an internship or whatever you do at a hospital, and you become a surgeon. And now at that juncture in your life, because you planted the seeds of having your own, that dream never dies.
Right.
It never dies. It's in there, and that foundation is being built. You're like, I'm just learning from y'all, figuring this out. You give me this, give me this. I get this. I got this to put on my wall when I start my own practice. I got this to put in my office when I start my own practice. I'm learning this skill set so I can tap into this money, and this money. And when you know you're doing it for the reasons of building your own,
mm-hmm.
It's a different thing,
that's
right?
Good.
So people tend not to do that because people have a job mindset. And that's what we talk about when we're talking about the job. We're not against the job.
Right.
Okay. Because I worked in corporate America for 25 years. So I understand that sometimes you do things. But when I worked for that long, I really wasn't looking to start my own telecommunications company.
No. It wasn't.
I wasn't looking to do any of that, you know? You know? So right. I was just making money. My thing is figure out whatever you're doing. If what you're doing, you can't make money by starting your own, right? Use it. You got to figure out what you want to do. Again, what you're good at, what you suck at, okay? Figure that thing out over here. Once you figure that out, now you can start using that. That's right, Yvonne. Use the job to fuel your dream, right?
Good.
That's exactly what you want to do, right?
But, you know, and I want to go to what Nicole said too. I've been a dreamer all my life, but never got the encouragement from my parents. I was trained to stay in the box. And that's so true. You know, we may not realize it, but the things that we do in life, even our upbringing, they kind of do. They instill different things into us. They instill certain values into us. And, you know, it's crazy because as parents, you know, you got to realize that we would never think or never want to, like, train our kids to stay inside of a box. It's not something that's done intentional.
Well, you do it because
right.
you're in the box. That's all
right.
you know.
So you don't know any better. Right.
Right?
And
but when you know better.
But when you know better, you do better.
And
I could definitely take, you know, like my life, for instance. You know, I could truly believe that I know without a shadow of a doubt that I was destined to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know how because I allowed fear to stop me. But as I went through the different things in life, and Nate and I were just blessed, like for real, because we didn't have the educational background. Nate became an engineer making six figures plus a year with no education background. So God just had his hand on our life. It was favor for real. Me, I became an accountant in, you know, the finance industry. I was doing budgets and forecasts and bank state. I mean, you know, all kinds of things, right? Literally in the finance, financial statements and everything in the finance industry with no education, right? You know, I just went to school for a couple of years. But I can tell you that growing up, I watched my mom and my dad. So my mom was an educator, but my dad was the boss. My dad was the entrepreneur. And but my mom really introduced direct sales and network marketing, you know, to where they both did it together, mainly her, because I watched her, you know, and my dad get into different opportunities in this industry and brought it home to us. But my dad was always an entrepreneur. It wasn't until his latter years that he went and got a job with the state of New Jersey. But for real, he owned a barbershop. He was a master barber. He owned the block, one of the blocks, I think, Patterson. He was on the other corner. At the other side, he owned a liquor store, you know, for a very long time. And so he was always that entrepreneur. I remember taking the time to, you know, back then when, you know, you had to write the checks and everything, I was one of the, you know, he would give me his big checkbook and I would write out the checks to buy all the liquor and all of that, all that stuff or whatever. But they instilled that entrepreneurial mindset into all of us, you know, growing up, because that's what we saw.
Well, that was the foundation. And
right.
That's what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
It's not about what your parents did.
Right.
Okay. It's about what you learn from what your parents
do. Right. Right.
So you have to start the process.
Right.
I can tell you guys stories about my parents too, but I learned things from my parents.
Right. Your dad.
Yeah.
You know?
I learned things from my parents that now
right.
I can apply. Not
right.
They weren't all good things either.
Right.
Right. You learn, and our kids are going to grow up and they're going to say, I know things about my parents, but they weren't all good things.
Right.
So, but here's now this stage of evolution where we are now, I need to apply this differently than they applied it.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
Things change. It's inevitable that things are always going to change.
Right.
So my point is, and I want to go back to what Nicole said, because this is not just for Nicole. This is for everybody. And it's the gut punch that people have to actually accept and get the wind knocked out of them and then start breathing again. Right. So if once you know that your parents were what you were trained to stay in the box and you were never encouraged by your parents to do anything different, then once you learned that at that point, what did you do?
Right.
Right. What are you doing once you, because we just said, once you know better,
you do better.
You do better.
Right.
And see, and this is, now here's, we're right at the bridge now,
mm-hmm.
because this is for everybody. Everybody gets at the bridge of knowing and applying,
mm-hmm.
right? So you're here and you're trying to figure out, okay, how in the world do I, now that I know that I know that I know
mm-hmm.
that I was in a box, I was captive, how do I move forward? It's going to take some risk. It's like slavery, right?
Right.
You got some slaves that they're like, I don't even know what I would even do with freedom, right? Because I've been a slave for so long. And it got to that point in slavery that, you know, it was like, if we get free, where are we going?
Right.
What are we going to do? We're going to go here. If there's nothing that we're going to, then just stay captive.
Right.
Right. So now in your mind, in people's mind, it's like, we're going, I know now that I'm inside a box. I know that I've been programmed all my life. I know now that I should be doing something different. But it's always that thought that doesn't move to application. And it's the risk. We talked about that last week,
mm-hmm.
right? The risk factor.
Right.
It's the risk that people are not willing to take
right.
to start that process. And there are an array of reasons why people tell themselves that. I'm too old. I don't have the resources.
Right.
You know, I don't think that, you know, I'm going to be able
how.
To prosper. I don't know how to do that. All I know is that I want to do it.
Right.
I just don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And here's the thing. Once you find something out, you know, it's funny because I always revert back to the movie, Pam, The Matrix. It's, once Neo found out that he had been sucked dry almost for power, you know, it was a process for him. You know, he was like, this is unbelievable. Now,
mm-hmm.
not only have you plucked me out of this, you know, and now my eyes are open to reality,
mm-hmm.
right? And not just the fallacy that I've been given, the fantasy, living this life
right.
in a power vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
Now here I am, and I'm out, and I got out, and I have nothing. In there, I had everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have nothing. And on top of that, you're telling me that I am the one. You're the one that's going to save humanity from the machines, from the programming, right? And if you looked at that movie, and you really thought that movie was just about one person, then you missed the whole concept,
mm.
right? It wasn't just about one person saving everybody. It wasn't. It wasn't the Jesus mentality. It was about you having enough confidence to believe enough in yourself. And if you believe hard enough,
mm-hmm.
intently enough, if you believe, I'm talking about that belief that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, why
everything.
Do you believe so deeply
right.
in this? I don't see it. I don't see what you're believing in. Well, you may not see it, but I see it. And if you believe in it enough, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, the universe starts to bring the things in.
Right, to collaborate.
To conspire.
Absolutely.
to for your success.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe the thing that you want to do, and if you don't go to sleep thinking about it and wake up thinking about it, and you're in those butterflies that you get, isn't because you're afraid of the dream. They get because you're so excited
mm-hmm.
about what's going to happen. When you find that thing, that thing that drives you, that you want to do, that nobody else can tell you is not going to work, that's when you start to be successful. And like my man E said, right, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you are unstoppable. That's when you start being successful. Success isn't arriving. Success is starting the journey.
Absolutely.
That's how success works, and people have that grandiose vision of success, and it's them standing on the stage with a whole bunch of money, dressed in nice clothes, you know, and now that's success. Success is everything that you do throughout the day. When we turn the microphone off and end this show, that was success.
Right.
You understand? Because we touched somebody, and somebody is going to get started doing what they do because of this show.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And because of what was said.
Right.
That's success that you gauge every day.
That's good. That's good. And you're right. And it's all about the doing. You know,
mm-hmm.
it really is. It's about the process that we have to go through. And many times, because the process is not cute, you know, the process is painful. That's where the stretching is. That's where the growing is. We get up and we find ourselves in the same position because we're not willing to take the risks. We're not willing to take
mm-hmm.
the blows. But it's for real. Belief is everything. And as you touched on belief, I could tell you that without it, you can't accomplish anything. And that was one of the things that I definitely had to work on, because no matter how much I wanted it in life, I really didn't believe it.
Right.
I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe in my abilities. I didn't feel like I was enough. You know, I allowed doubt. I allowed all kinds of things to just stop me, to take me off my game. But
right.
when I made a decision and I took action, and I had to learn some things, like we talked about learning, right? I had
mm-hmm.
to learn some things in life and grow through some things. That is when...
Did you say grow?
Yeah, grow.
Grow.
Grow. Grow.
See, she didn't say go.
Grow.
She said grow.
You got to grow. Like, for real, if you're not growing, you're dying. So you got to grow, because it's the growth that's going to allow you to you know, get from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. But that's where the pain is. You know, and so it wasn't until, you know, I realized that. And as I began to work on me, my belief level went up.
Right.
Right. As I began to put things into my spirit and to read things and to listen to things and to start to speak things, words, you know, the words that I spoke, I realized they began to create my world. You
mm-hmm.
know, the images that I put in front of me, I began to believe that, you know what, if I keep the vision in front of me and the vision is clear, that one day it will become my, you know, my reality.
Right.
And as I began to speak the words and had the vision in front of me, then what ended up happening was my emotions, everything lined up together to now allow me to, you know, get up and to go every day, to get up and to take action. So it all came together because of the fact that I began to realize that, you know what, the only way to win in life is that you got to work on you. You got to take action. You got to believe bigger. You got to not just believe bigger, but you got to believe faster, because success likes speed. All right. So therefore, then once you do all of that, then things start to manifest in your life, and you're not afraid of the failures, you know,
right.
because you understand that the failing is a part of the process. You won't find out who you really are in life until you fail at something. You know, it's nothing like failing to really understand the greatness that's for real on the inside of you. And many times it's failures that will allow us to get to where we need to be. I remember, you know, taking the going way back to when I decided that I wanted to be a real estate broker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget, and it's an example of half-stepping and not getting all the way in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because that first time that I took the class, I remember going to this class, I literally gave like 3 months going to this class only to really not commit, right?
Right?
To not commit to doing the work, to not commit. So I would go, I would show up to the class and everything, but I wasn't putting in the time, you know, the trench work,
mm-hmm.
you know, behind the scenes. And so I went to this class for 3 months, right? Only to fail the class. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, heck no, right? So I sacrificed, I, you know, gave up my time, but I half-stepped. I wasn't really in the game. I was just doing something. But after I failed, it helped me to understand the power that I had within. And I tell you, when I rolled in that class the next time, I did the accelerated version of it. I don't know if you remember, because you was traveling. You was traveling, and Christian was just born. And I remember that time I said, no. I said, I'm not designed to fail, and I'm about to get through this class. And I came home, and I did it in 4 weeks' time, right, where I went on the weekends. I had to sacrifice every Saturday, I think, and Sunday. And literally this time I said, I'm going to put in the work. This time I said, I'm going to study. This time I said, I'm going to take every question. I remember making about 500 index cards. And as I put in the work, as I went through the process, as I drove down the street and I would stop at a light and I would be flipping these cards and I would be like, yo, yeah, reading this, right? Mm-hmm. And I would be learning all of this stuff. Guess what? Not only did I pass that class, right, but I went on to pass the state test. That first time I went on to pass the broker's class back to back, but I had to put in the work.
But why did you?
I couldn't half step with the game.
But why did you want to become a broker so bad?
Because you know what? I felt like number one, if I was going to do something in life, I didn't want to half step with it, mm-hmm. right? So one of the things that during this season, when I really didn't know my full purpose, I always loved to help people. You know, and so I just felt like being in real estate was an avenue for me to be able to connect with people, to be able to help people, you know, through home ownership. And it was one of the ways that God allowed me to, you know, live forth my, you know, to in something that I love to do and to be able to impact lives, even though I really didn't know my full purpose back then. But I could tell you that I just didn't want to accomplish just a little. Once I made up my mind, I'm like, I'm going all in. And I wanted to not just work for a real estate firm. I wanted to be the firm, okay?
Right.
Which I
right.
was, right? Majestic Realty. I had my own firm, right? Because I said, if I'm going to go for something, I'm not half-stepping. So right. let me take this thing all the way to the top, which was a huge accomplishment that, you know, we were able to accomplish and, you know, as having our own real estate firm because I put forth the work.
Right.
To get it done. And, you know, and so that's many times what we don't realize is if you're going to do something, don't play with it. The game of life is meant for, you know, us to get in the game. Get in the game. Don't allow it to be a box for you. It's for you to get all the way in the game. Don't half step with your dreams. Don't half step with your goals. If you're going to go for something, go all in and go all out in order to become the absolute best at the very things that we set out to do in life.
So here we are, because everything you said is 1,000%. And we talk about vehicles on here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about how you get to the dream. And I think it's relevant because, you know, there is no, in life, there is no mother may I take one big giant step and get where I need to be. So we know that. That's not rocket science. Unless you hit the lottery. When people hit the lottery, you're still not where you need to be, right?
No, that's why a lot of them end up broke.
And then, yeah, you don't have the mentality to keep it.
Right.
So, you know, you end up losing it. So what happens is, so now you're right there at the bridge. We've talked about how you guys can get there and you know, you got to believe and boom. And then now all of the ways that you're telling yourself, because you're not talking to other people.
Right.
You think you are. You think you're telling everybody the reasons why you can't do it because you're okay with being a private failure. You just don't want to be a public failure, right? So you put more time in telling other people on other platforms why you can't do something as opposed to why you can, right? So if you flip that thing, you get to the point to where I'm going to make a way. Irregardless,
I like
I'm going to make a way. Right. And it's funny because when you really think about what drives a person, it's their level of unstoppability. Right. How unstoppable are you? If the little things stop you, then most certainly the big things are going to stop you.
Right.
But in everything you do, if you accentuate the solution as opposed to the problem, you end up getting to where you want to be quicker, because it's self-management 101, right? So self-management 101 says, always be the type person that is going to focus on a solution and not the problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, I wasn't able to get the trash out today, and missed the trash man. So am I going to talk about not getting the trash out today for a whole week, or am I going to accentuate and focus on how I can get the trash out? So I'm going to think more about how I can call the trash company and ask them to make a special pickup
uh-huh.
for me, right? Or I'm going to focus more on how can I take this trash and where am I going to put it and house it so that it doesn't stink until next week, right? I'm not going to get mad and come in and throwing things around. Mr. Doggone Trash Man, and boom, boom, boom. And I'm on the phone telling everybody, Mr. Trash Man today. I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. Oh, my gosh, the trash in my garage going to smell like crap. I just know I missed everything. What good is that doing?
What
the trash
is
still sitting there, right?
Not moving forward.
So how can you move forward? And it's all about making a way. And we had this all.
Wait a minute. I want to. You know what? When you said crazy, how do the simple things that God would just put in your spirit. When you said make a way,
mm-hmm.
make a way, because that just sounds like I'll make a way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really understand the power in that, like God just told me, look up the word make. Make is a very simple word. When you think about the word make, what comes to mind? And so I just took the time to look up the definition. This is a very simple word, right? And I took the time to look up the definition, make. And y'all listen to this. When we say make a way, it says to form something by putting parts together or combining substances to construct, to create. Cause something to exist or come about, to bring about. So to make something, to form something by putting parts together or combining substances, to construct, to create, to cause something to exist or come about, or to bring about. Make.
Make a way.
Make a way.
If there's not a way, make a way. And
bring
I think that's the epitome of how you get from A to B, from B to C, from C to D, because you make a way instead of concentrating on being a professional victim. And it's about, we talked the other day about adding value,
mm-hmm.
right? We had a family meeting and I said, quite honestly, guys, you guys are not adding value. You're taking value away.
Right.
Okay. There's no in between. All right. So how does everybody add value here? And I encourage you guys to have that meeting with your family.
Right now,
right? So what value are you adding? I need for you to add some value.
Right.
So
we went around and every child let us know how to add value.
Yeah. We're like, okay, so no,
listen,
that's not
teamwork,
really
teamwork make the dream
value.
Work around here. Y'all see us working around here?
Right.
We need some help.
Yeah.
Everybody plays a part. Right.
So there is no gray. Absolutely. So there is no gray area. Okay. If you're not adding value wherever you are, and you're taking value.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place you got to add value is in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key, because what it does is it builds a foundation for you to add value outside of your life.
Right, absolutely.
Right? So in every situation that you go into, it's how can I add value to this situation?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't add value to this situation, let me find one that I can
mm-hmm.
add value to.
Right, absolutely.
And that's what happens sometimes when you go on a job and you're doing something and you're not, the team is like, well, you know, what can you do? You got the job, but you're not adding value.
Uh-huh.
You're just getting the paycheck,
that's
right?
Right.
And in most world, people be like, I'm just getting paid for doing nothing, you know, but eventually you'll be the first person that they cut.
Right.
So you're not adding any value.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this without you. It all happens without fail. So, but we always start at the core. So now make a way. When you make a way, figure out how you can add value to the situation, to move the situation forward, right? To get past it, as opposed to dwelling on the value and taking the value away by accentuating the negativity of it all, right?
That's good.
And here's the thing. We got the appliance guy here because our microwave went out. This is the realest show ever. So
well,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
We had to make a way on that too.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what it's all about, making that way, realizing that it's all about creating It's all about doing. It's all about taking action. And when we realize this, then we'll get up every day and we'll understand that, you know what, we have the power to create the very things that we want to see happen in our life. And all we got to do is get up and make a decision to go forward and to not allow anything to stop us, but to realize that we have the power to create. And all we got to do is get up and do it. So you know what, guys, we just want to say to y'all this morning, again, thank you for tuning into The Grind, because you know what, we get up every day on Tuesday and Friday, and we truly appreciate all that take the time to spend this hour with us. As we just come and share whatever God lays on our heart, open up a conversation today. We talked about the game of life and how, you know what, many times we allow ourselves to get in a box. We box ourselves in. We're trained to think certain ways, but we got the power. We know better, we do better, and we have to realize that we have the power to shift that thing, to change that thing, and to become what we were created to be. Y'all know already that greatness that's on the inside, right?
Absolutely. So
join us back Friday, same place, same time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, in between time, let's go out, all right? Let's make a way, and let's make the game of life the game that we were already created to get in and have the victory in, getting up every
day. I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You studied them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry, people who are unstoppable and unreasonable, people who are refusing to leave life just as it is and dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. Invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe. And I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibility.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel. You know, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a doctor. Listen to me. You can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. I'm telling you to get to a place where people don't like you, but don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. If you still talk about your dreams, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
And you can make your parents proud. You can make your school proud. You can touch millions of people's lives. And the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. As we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? Because repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and saying to yourself, yeah.